All right. How you doing?
Babe Ruth. You called the shot, huh?
Well, they...
Anthony.
Yeah, they did. They did a nice job blocking him, and it was really blocked well, and the Anthony did what he had to do and turned on the Jets right up the sideline. It was nice to see.
Yeah, I mean, that wall was just set up nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Four or five guys.
Yeah, and then Junior with the touchdown block, you know, on the punter. You know, that was critical. I mean, the punter tackled, I don't know if you remember last game, but he tackled Frankie. He was the last guy to tackle Frankie on that pretty much same return.
How hard is that for a rookie to kind of learn that, to figure that out, and, you know...
Which one? The Anthony?
Yeah, to figure that out in the NFL. How hard is that to make that adjustment?
For him, he's got a lot of natural instincts. I mean, he was a really good returner in college, so... you just got to... It's a matter of keeping him clean early and letting him catch the ball and get out and let his instincts go. You know, he's come a long way as far as catching the ball and getting forward, you know, coming forward with it and catching the tough catches and... understanding exactly what we got going, but other than that, he's got a lot of natural instincts.
Andy talked yesterday about the whole snap hold kick thing not working, or at least it didn't on Sunday.
Yeah.
What was the problem?
We had, it was Gafford, who'll be the first one to tell you, we had a couple inside snaps, but it all starts there. It starts with the snap and then the hold. I mean, the holds were good. And then that just throws it off a little bit, you know, just the timing. He has to slow down a little bit. And sometimes he feels like he needs to speed up if he doesn't see a perfect snap. And it just throws its timing off a little bit. And then he hits the ball not like he wants to hit it. So, you know, we have to make sure that everything is perfect, you know, especially with a rookie kicker. You know, and we have to be consistent. And we have to, the snap and the hold have to be perfect.
But as Andy said, you know, you're dealing with human beings here. It's not always going to be perfect, and at some point
people miss.
Kick when it's not exactly the way you need it.
Right.
At what point do you?
We held him accountable too. I mean, as well, we didn't make an excuse for him that he missed it because of the snap. I mean, he still was able to see the ball, and he just needs to get in there, and he has to make that kick too. I mean, an NFL kicker has to make that kick, but. You know, being that it is his rookie year, we need to give him every opportunity to be successful. You know, the veterans need to do that.
Any chance you'll promote the practice squad guy?
The long snapper?
Yeah.
No.
It's a tough time to go with an untested guy.
This is, you know, the timing of it seems like we're trying to, you know, put the pressure on Gafford. But really, you know, I think Andy touched on this too, and it's true. We're looking at a future guy, and we're looking at a possible guy that we're going to have for training camp during the off season. And he was certainly one of them. You know, we brought him in earlier, about 2 months ago, and worked him out and liked him. And this gives us that situation to be able to look at him again, too.
Okay.
What happened on the punt that wasn't good?
Funny that you ask. No. It's... without getting into the details of it, I don't want to, you know, tell you exactly what we were trying to do there, but, you know, it was a look. We thought we had the look, but not everybody felt like we had the look, and, you know, it was one of those deals. And, you know, and he came, you know, obviously Dustin thought we had the look, comes up throwing.
So the guys he was going to throw to didn't have the look.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. To make a long story short. But I'm going to tell you one thing about Dustin, though. His experience, he was able to get – see it, boom, get the ball down and get it out and still get the ball down to the 6-yard line. So that was pretty impressive.
It's kind of a simple question, but in your mind, what makes for a good return, whether it's kick or punt? What's the key?
The key is everybody being on the same page, everybody knowing. You know, it's like an offensive play. I say it all the time. If one guy breaks down, you have nothing. So you have to have, you know, 11 guys all on the same page, and then trust. They have to trust that the blockers, you know, the returner has to trust that the blocker's going to be in the certain spot. They can't abort it. You know, they can't start one way, say, oh, it's not there, and then come back the other. And it takes guys playing with 100% effort, finishing their blocks and being smart, you know, being smart with their blocks, not blocking guys in the back when they, you know, a guy turns their back to them or, you know, hipping by when they need to hip by and finishing the play. You know, a lot of times guys get on blocks and they don't finish blocks. And it's about getting that last touchdown block, you know, the guy, the kicker, whether it be the kicker, the punter, you know, you have to make all the blocks all the way down the field to be successful in the NFL.
How much is it the discipline of the returner? I mean, you talk about the guys blocking where they should be. what about the returner going where
sure.
it should
be? Sure, yeah. I mean, that's the trust factor. You know, he has, when he catches it and he's setting it up, he has to know that the block's going to be, or for DeAnthony, you know, the gunners know that we're going to block the gunners. So, he's able to catch those tough catches, the high hang time kicks. He's got to trust those guys.